I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeeda Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Agony Aunties podcast mini-series. Each week, we're diving into some of your questions and offering our unique insights and therapeutic expertise to help you navigate life's challenges. As seasoned therapists, I'm quite a lot more seasoned than my daughters. We're here to share our thoughts, perspectives, and a dose of compassion. So get ready for each episode where listener questions take center stage, and we do our best to provide you with thoughtful guidance and a touch of wisdom. Hello, Emily and Soph. We are convened as Agony Aunts, and the question I have is, my daughter is 10 and doesn't like my new partner. Help! And it is hard. I mean, I'm laughing like it is awful. I mean, I imagine it is extremely difficult for her.
Yeah, it must be extremely difficult. I think the thing that I would say, and I'm making an assumption here, that your partner is not an arsehole or a horrible person, but, you know, someone you want to be in a relationship with and someone to be around your child, I'm assuming that, is that it's not really about your new partner. It's about losing you. And change is really, really hard. I don't know how long you have not been in relationship. You know, obviously we don't have the details, but I think that it's about a shift in dynamic, like having a new sibling. It's like, I had mommy or daddy all to myself, and now I'm having to share mommy or daddy with this other person. So like, why would I like them? I had a better deal before. So I think part of it is giving time. Like, this is a really big adjustment, and maybe talking to your daughter about that, acknowledging that there's been a big change and that things aren't the same. The other part is, you know, I don't know how much time, you know, we don't know the details about sort of living arrangements and, you know, how much your partner is around, but just making sure that you're having one-on-one time with your daughter, even when your new partner is around, so that it sort of feels less of a loss in a way. And thinking about, like, what has changed, thinking about it from her perspective. Like, if you were her and you usually on a Saturday always had like a pancake for breakfast
time,
or mummy daughter time, and you did this thing, and now when your new partner's there, you don't get to do that anymore. Like, thinking about it, like, if I was her, what would this be like? What would be different for me? And maybe having a conversation with her around, like, oh, like, what's different for you when my partner is around? So sort of not feeding into any narrative around, like, you don't like my partner, but being curious with her about what is it like for you when they are around. And the other very good podcast on Instagram is Blended, which is that Kate Ferdinand's Instagram and podcast, which is all about blended families. And they have a really fantastic online community of people who are experiencing very similar things, as well as, you know, experts that come on and talk and things like that. So I would really recommend looking that up.
It's so good, Em. It's hard to know what else to say.
You shouldn't. Stop.
I actually thought exactly the same. I thought, I've got nothing to say.
She's done it. Covered it. But again, all I have to say is like a minor extension, which is, and I'm, I suppose in my sense, I'm sort of putting myself in your child's shoes, is that most people, most of the time, it is helpful just to be heard. So I think when someone we love is doing something that hurts our feelings, I'm assuming that it's hurtful and distressing for you that your child doesn't like your partner and it's making things difficult, and you're probably feeling very torn between trying to make her happy and also trying to sustain your relationship.
And probably the partner finds it very difficult because she's bolshy, she slams the door, he walks in the room, she walks
out. It's awful not being like liked or wanted.
It's very rejecting. Mm.
Then it can be harder to actually listen to how the other person feels because we're in pain and we want to say, well, actually, but they're really lovely, or but they just care about you, but they, and try and justify or explain why your partner is a good person and a person that they should want to have around or whatever. But that can really block the child from actually feeling like you've heard their concerns or interested in how they feel, because you don't necessarily want them to feel that way because it's painful for you and it makes the family dynamic difficult. But if you were able to sort of put those feelings aside temporarily and get them attended to by your partner, by friends, by other people, and go on a walk, drive in a car, those ways are easier to talk to children when the topics are difficult. Put some time aside to be curious, as Emily said, about what's this like for them, and ask them what they don't like about your partner, and not try and respond, not try and say, but that's not true. Just empathize, just listen, just say, oh, so for you, when that happens, it feels like this. And tell me more about that. Tell me a bit more about that bit. I'm not sure I understand that bit. Really open-ended, curious, non-judgmental questions. And in that moment, even at another time, you might want to come back with them with some explanations. In that conversation, just let them be heard. And if you're really struggling, you can say, I'm really struggling to hear this because I feel sad, but actually I really want to know. So can we just take a breath for a moment? Something that you can acknowledge, oh, this is hard, I'm struggling a bit, and I really want to come back in to know.
Yes, and to sort of, like, I guess clarify that, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't spend time with your partner or have your partner around. Like, it is possible to do both, to validate your child's feelings, understand them, help them feel heard, help to think with them about things that might make it easier, and still live your life and have love and have relationships. It's just not simple.
What I would add is that I have had actually clients who've given their children too much power. So the children have set the rules, like, if he comes, I'm not coming down. And so they only see the partner separately when the child is with the other parent. And I think that is extremely unhelpful, because children shouldn't have this sense of, like, I'm now responsible for the relationship because I'm kind of running it. They should be, as Sophie and Emily, you've both said so beautifully, allowed to express their confusion, their upset, what they don't like, and be heard and validated. But you are the adult and you set the boundaries of how you're going to live your life. The piece I'd also add is to remember that transitions and change are, as Emily said, both painful and difficult, and they take much longer than people allow. So seeing our children distressed and your new partner kind of hurt, we have a kind of haste that we want it to get it over and done with, and we want to kind of sort it out and we want to fix it. And that goes counter to everything you two have been saying about kind of let the child have their process, let be curious, let them feel what they feel. And actually, paradoxically, if you don't try and fix it and try and push it and shove it, it's more likely to happen, but it will always take longer than you want and require more patience, more endurance. And so make sure that you get support from other girlfriends, from other people who've had similar situation as you, so that you don't only rely on your partner for the support. Get kind of other voices that you can download on, and other people who've had this experience, like in blended, but also with friends and family, that can support you so that you can both allow yourself to have all the feelings, like you're probably furious with your daughter, and love her and listen to her and kind of hold it together enough for it to be a messy, good enough relationship.
Yes, and to add to that, Mum, change is also not linear. So I think sometimes we have a temptation. So you have like one positive experience where you all go out together and you go to the cinema and it's really great and you're like,
got there,
done it. Check, and then it feels like such a blow or really infuriating when the next time it's the same as before. And just to know that it doesn't undo the positive experience, that's still progress. It's just the way that change happens is that it's forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards. But it doesn't mean that a negative experience after a positive one that feels like progress, it doesn't undo the progress.
So I hope the person that sent in this question, that is helpful. It's given you kind of ways of understanding and understanding yourself and how to reflect about it rather than react, so that you can support yourself. And for all of those listening, do send us your questions. Do send them to me on my Instagram, Julia Samuel MBE. DM them. We really like them. And thank you for listening. If you want to share it with a friend or a family member, do so, please. That's great for us. And rate and review it. And thank you for listening.